I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang! DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time here, broadcasting live from the penthouse suite of the DDP Radio Megaplex. Got the coffee warm, got the coffee brewing. It's another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can come hang with me over at mikeat90%.com. And as always, I'm joined by the woman who went from an unhappy and unhealthy 300-plus pounds to the fit, healthy, most importantly, happy woman she is today. Stacey Morris is here on DDP Radio. Stacey, how are you?
Hey, great. I'm doing great, and I want to just, you know, qualify that with happy with, you know, the interspersements of bad days, which we all have. But
yes,
I rise
absolutely.
Above them.
People are under the assumption that being happy and content with yourself means that everything is perfect all the time. That is not the case. We don't preach that here. We don't allude to that at all here because every single one of us, Dallas comes across as the happiest, most go-luckiest person on the planet. Guarantee you he has plenty of bad days himself. So we'll preface that too when we say happy. It's not always sunshine and roses, correct?
Yeah, I'd say 80% of the time, like my eating.
Exactly. And, of course, I'm joined by the man who has been here with DDP Yoga from day one, the mastermind behind ddpradio.com, our co-host who also keeps DDP Radio running smoothly, Mr. Robert McLaren. Robert, what's going on, brother?
No, not much, man. Just another week.
Yeah, it is another week, and it's going to be a fun week tonight. It's going to be a really fun show tonight in just a few moments. We are going to be joined by a longtime DDP Yoga member. I call him the Master of the Black Crow. He's my good friend and fellow Boston-born badass. Chris Gabarino is going to be here with us in just a minute. And he's going to talk about the ups and downs about a DDP Yoga journey, a long DDP Yoga journey. He's been doing this for many years right now, and he's seen himself at the best and at the worst during his DDP Yoga term here on DDP Yoga. So we're going to talk to him about the ups and downs and everything in between and his crazy, ridiculous Black Crows as well. So we're going to get to Chris in just one second. But real quick, I want to go over the DDP Yoga workshop schedule. For all info on the workshops, to book a workshop and to find out when one's coming near you, all future workshops, head over to ddpyogaworkshops.com. But a few we want to highlight here, May 9th, 2015, Funk Fitness, Brighton, Michigan. Dallas has been over to Funk Fitness several times. I think it's Craig Funk who owns that, and he seems like a cool guy. And Dallas loves going out there and has a blast at those workshops over at Funk Fitness. So if you are in the Michigan area, May 9th, you know where to be, Funk Fitness, Brighton, Michigan. And also on June the 13th, 2015, Legend City Wrestling hosts DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration workshop where Dallas goes over the nutrition schedule, the mindset of being a DDP Yoga warrior, as well as leads you through a kick-ass workout for the baddest of bad DDP Yoga warriors. And that's in St. John's, Newfoundland. Like I said, ddpyogaworkshops.com for all the information on Dallas's workshops. And I don't know if they're still booking for the July workshop, the July retreat yet, but don't forget the DDP Yoga retreat is happening Riviera Maya, Mexico, the El Dorado Resort and Casitas, two of them this year. It's so much demand. The first one, there was like 20, 15 people there. Second one doubled. Third one doubled. And it's just been growing every year. So now we're warranting two DDP Yoga workshops, July 17th to the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd, 2015. It's the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza, Riviera Maya, Mexico, El Dorado Resort and Casitas. For more information on that, hit up ddpyogaretreat.com. And last thing before we get to the show, DDP Radio shirts. I've seen a bunch of you guys sending me pictures of them. If you guys want to go to prowrestlingtees.com, click on the Diamond Dallas page, tab on the homepage. The awesome DDP Radio shirts are there. And if you buy one and if you get one, send me a picture because I want to put it up on my site. But prowrestlingtees.com, click on Diamond Dallas page's tab. He has all kinds of cool wrestling shirts. And the DDP Radio shirt is there as well. But anyways, to get to the show this week, Stacey Morris, I want to talk about this real quick. You had a book signing this week. I saw all over social media some DDP Yoga Warriors. Check that thing out for your memoir / cookbook, Clean Comfort, which is available at StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com. How did the book signing go this week?
It went really well. A lot of the local team members turned out, which was really nice. And I made a dessert from the book, which usually it's very pleasantly surprising to people because this was a dessert made of garbanzos. It actually tasted good. So I think it turned some people around in terms of what, you know, healthy eating can taste like. So it's been a really amazing week. I've had several like radio appearances and book signings, and it's really cool to just see people respond to my story. It's been great.
Absolutely. And you talk about, when you talk about your book, you talk about how it turns people around at some point. And I got to admit, I was the same thing with you. When you kind of mentioned to me black bean brownies and all these kind of, for me, they were kind of out there recipes that I kind of didn't really have any desire to try. But when I actually tried the recipes from your cookbook, I couldn't believe it. It's a shock because when you hear the ingredients, they don't necessarily register as something that would be delicious, but the way you prepare them and the way you make them is just unbelievable and totally turns people's perceptions around.
Yeah, and I don't mean to suggest you have to eat this way all the time. Like if it's your birthday, you might want a regular gluten-free cake or cupcake, but if you want everyday treats, this is a really good option because it keeps things in check a little easier.
Absolutely, 100%. And if you guys want to grab Stacey Morris's book, it's over at StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com, or you can email Stacey at StaceyMorris345@yahoo.com to grab a hard copy of that book as well. So you're definitely going to want to check her book out for some awesome recipes that you normally wouldn't think would be delicious. They are absolutely delicious. And if you haven't tried her black bean brownies, oh, God, they're ridiculous. I made those one time after you posted the recipe.
I'm glad you like them. That's cool. And you're getting lots of fiber, too, unlike regular brownies.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to put over the Performance Center real quick. If you guys have seen the pictures of the Performance Center in the past couple weeks, it's looking amazing. I know our good friends of the radio show, Dave Orth, my good friend Dave, and Kristen Pascal, went down to the Performance Center this week. I saw all the pictures from the week. And it looks just amazing. It's absolutely unbelievable what they've done with that place. And I've talked to Dallas plenty of times, and he would describe it to me. And you know, sometimes when you describe someone's like so passionate about something and they put it over so much that you can't possibly live up to what they're saying. It's just that they're, you know, overdoing it. They aren't overdoing it. The place is amazing, and it's going to be the future headquarters of DDP Yoga. Offices and workouts and the things they're doing with that and the app, it's going to take not only DDP Yoga but fitness to the next level. So it's going to be really exciting to see that develop, and it's just amazing to see how far we've come in the DDP Yoga process of, you know, the company alone. And speaking of seeing how far we've come, there's a guy who's been here pretty much from the early starts. I like to claim that I was here before it was cool to be a DDP Yoga guy, before it was the big thing to do. And the guy who was there before even I was our next guest today. And without further ado, let's bring him on. My buddy, a guy who's an early DDP Yoga member, he's been here before DDP Yoga became the juggernaut it is today. He is the craziest son of a bitch I know, and there's no place he won't go to do a Black Crow. My fellow badass from Boston, Mass., he's the Boston bad boy, Chris Gabarino. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Good, man.
Doing good. Great to have you here.
Good. It feels good to be back, that's for sure.
Yeah, Chris, we're going to talk to you about the ups and downs of the journey while we have you on the show. But I first want to tell the story. My first, when I first started getting into DDP yoga, I was driving with Dallas down to a wrestling show down in Mass. And we were doing a thing, and Dallas Midway is like, we got to go pick up my buddy Chris Gabarino. So you and I, we run down, and I pick you up, and we go to the show. And you were the person that taught me how to black crow. I never thought in a million years I'd be able to learn how to black crow. And I tried to do it in the tightest-ass jeans in these, like, rock and roll-style horrible, horrible train wreck. But you actually laid the foundation to teach me how to do a black crow. And within a month, through your instruction, I was doing a black crow at 300 and – I'm not 300, probably about 290 pounds at that point. I was doing a black crow, so I appreciate that. And you are the king of the black crows. But first, let's get started. How did you get into DDP Yoga? How did your journey begin with the DDP Yoga program?
So this was sometime my uncle had seen the original YRG DVDs. And he had just a couple of them that he had given me that I put on the shelf, you know, because it had Dallas. He knew I was a wrestling fan, so he saw Dallas's picture on them. And they were just on the shelf for some time. After the military, my body would be, pretty bad. And I had done everything from P90X to, all that junk, just doing the gym on my own, but nothing really worked. And then this one day, I remember, hey, I got the DVDs over here with DDP on it. Like, let me throw it in. Let me give it a shot. And I was hooked from day one. That everything just changed from that point on. Within a week, the flexibility, the aches and pains started slipping away slowly but surely. Never had a food plan or anything like that. I just started eating, cleaner on my own. But when you see results with anything, and when you see something instantly, you get addicted to it. And that's it. I just went on to the website. I ordered the max pack, the biggest package that he had, to get every single DVD that he had out there possible, and just didn't stop. I mean, I went, from 0 to 100, the yoga, fitness, I didn't have a job at the time. I didn't really have much responsibility at the time. So my whole life basically revolved around the fitness at that moment. That's why my results aren't exactly what everybody's going to see. And I want to stress that, people that are doing these programs, they have jobs, kids, families. And to do this and to eat clean and stay healthy and keep your mind right and get my result, it's not going to happen. It's a very, very hard feat to do. And anybody that can do it, I didn't have any responsibility. So that's why when I got the results and I was black prone on top of playgrounds and that six-pack abs and, you name it, that's because that's all I did.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to talk about how when responsibility came into your life, how things changed. But real quick, I want to ask you, you weren't completely overweight. You probably weren't as healthy as you wanted to be. But your goal was to get cut, to get shredded and, get the six-pack abs and stuff like that. And what do you have for advice for people who aren't looking to necessarily drop a ton of weight, but actually looking to tone up and get, shredded, as you put it?
Follow the food plan to a T. I always say, everybody, how'd you get your six-pack? What are you doing? Honestly, yeah, working out your abs definitely helps out, but your abs are built in the kitchen. Period. Eating clean, putting the right things in your body at the right time, that's what's going to get your abs to show. That's what's going to get the vascularity, the definition. It's just eating the right foods. And, when me and Dallas finally really started hooking up and talking, I told him I wasn't following the food plan. When I did, that's when the results really, really started coming through. When I went gluten-free, dairy-free, cut out all that garbage, that's when I got shredded. And I only wish I did it from the beginning.
And, Chris, now, you talked about how you didn't have any responsibility at the time, and it was easy to kind of just, dive into that world. And since then, children have come along. You've got a job. and you found yourself recently in the past couple, few months, kind of struggling a little bit. People see someone like you who's got that those abs and those people think genetics, and they think you're kind of invincible. They think, you know, he doesn't have to work at this. It just comes naturally to him. So people see people with that body and think, oh, it just comes naturally. It's easy for him. You struggle just as much as anybody else, and you've had some struggles as of late. How have you dealt with that, and how have you overcome it or planning to overcome it?
Yeah, it's absolutely been a struggle. With, you know, I got a 2-year-old awesome son now. I'm married. So within the last 2 years, a lot has changed in my life. You know, things have gotten a lot harder. But worth every bit of it. I mean, that's for sure. But with trying to balance everything, it's been really hard. And I've suffered everything from, you know, I got depression, with the jobs, just everything. When life hits, it hits. And, you know, it's basically, you know, how long are you going to, you know, and I've been down for almost 2 years.
And it is tougher when it's no longer just you. And I think a lot of people deal with that either right from the start or their life changes. And at first it might have been just then, and then things and people come into their lives, and you have a lot of other things to take care of besides just you. And it's a wonderful luxury. But now that you know, it sounds like you've had some time to adjust. What advice would you have for someone with a really busy life, especially a parent, in terms of how to fit in, you know, the workouts and the clean eating and just taking generally good care of yourself?
It took me almost 2 years to get it, really. What honestly helped was my wife. I mean, having the other person on the same page with you, and really helping you hold you accountable. When you got your best friends holding you accountable, it definitely does help out. I would say with trying to balance everything, I can't really say how I'm doing it because honestly, I'm really just getting back on track. I've mentally been getting myself into the zone again. But really what it's been coming down to is just focusing on the workouts, getting up earlier. You know, just not making that excuse, not saying I'll do it tomorrow or the day after, because that's how I stopped. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. I can do my BBQ yoga tomorrow. I can do it the day after tomorrow. I could come up with every excuse to not do it. But now I'm coming up with every excuse to do it. And
That's the key. That's the key, is putting it first and not listening to the excuses.
Yeah.
And I think everybody on the show right now, some form or some time in their life, has suffered from depression. So we can all kind of attest to how much it just takes any bit of, you know, inspiration out of you, how it takes any bit of just want motivation. It zaps everything you've got in you, and you know what you need to do to be happy, and you know what you need to do, what you want to do to be happy, but you just can't make it click. You can't put the goals to the action, per se. And it really does just zap any motivation out of you to do anything. And I just got to tell people, I know a lot of DDP Yoga members this past winter have struggled a great deal. Had a lot of people in the community that have either dropped off or have just, you know, said they've had struggles or whatnot. But it happens, and it comes to the point where you got to pull yourself out of it. People say, I'm waiting for the depression to end. It really doesn't end. You just need to get to a point where you need to force yourself to put in the work to get yourself out of it. And some people, that's harder than others. But, you know, Chris, you're on your way, man. I always said from day one, when I started DDP Yoga, because I had been through a million different diets and fads, I said, I like this program. I know it works. No matter what, no matter how far I fall, no matter how bad things get, I'm always going to come back. I'm always going to stick with this and come back to this. And it really is. You've never lost. You're never completely down and out until you just disappear for good, until you don't come back. Because the DDP Yoga community, no matter how hard things get for you, I don't care if you gain 500 pounds, we're always going to be here for you when you come back. And when you realize that this is what you need to move forward and you want to come back, we're always going to be here welcoming you back. And we never judge anybody who struggled, because every single one of us, Stacy, Robert, myself, Chris, we've all struggled, me more than most. But the thing that keeps people on track is coming back, and you're always welcome back here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, you said it a second ago. I mean, one of the hardest things is, you know, with the depression, and, you know, this is something that I struggled with my whole life, especially after the military. You know what's going to fix you. I knew every day that if I started working out and doing my DDP yoga every day, then I'd feel better. And you said it doesn't end. For me, I feel like it may be still there, but it's not out. Because as soon as I started doing this and I got those endorphins pumping, I started getting flexible again. The aching pains already are starting to go away. I'm feeling confident again. You know what? I wake up, I can get right out of bed now. I don't curl into the fetal position anymore. I don't lay there for hours. I don't bring it got to a point where I was dropping my kid off at my mother-in-law's and coming and sitting on my couch and just watching TV all day. That is, you can get better. You can get up. You just have to just get to that point and just do it. And it's better, you know, I always tell people it's easier said than done, but if I can do it, you can do it. Period.
Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I was saying one of my favorite quotes from Stacey Morris, and I know I've told you this before, Stacey, but one of my favorite quotes you have is, you don't have to like it, you just have to do it. And that meant so much to me and kind of changed my whole kind of point of view when I was going through my depression while my dad was going through his transplant stuff. It got really, really scary for me, like really hopeless. My dad means everything to me, and the fact that he might not be there really just hit me so hard. And the thing that centered me, and I don't think I've ever told you this, Stacey, but the thing that kind of got me out of my funk was your line, you don't have to like it, you just have to do it. Because I realized that I'm in control of my legs, I'm in control of my body, so I can make, negotiations with my mind, sit here for five more minutes, all I want.
Mm-hmm.
Make myself stand up. I can take my mind and force my body to stand up, do something, whether I like it or not. It may not be fun. I may want to sit here and watch TV all day, but as long as I'm in control of my body, I may not like it, but I can stand up and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had to definitely, especially this winter, force myself sometimes through a workout. And you know how we like to say, you know, we've never regretted doing a workout. Well, I admit I've had times, this past winter where my heart wasn't in the workout, but I did it anyway. And I was always glad that I, you know, pushed through, but that doing it anyway, it helped maintain the momentum. There's an energetic momentum that comes with being committed and following through. And so that's why I just forced myself to do it, because breaking that chain, you know, can be really, you know, it can be powerful. It can set you back into that place where you don't want to move, you know, and I don't want to be there. So I'm like a strict disciplinarian when I need to be.
I've always said that inactivity with DDP yoga only breeds more inactivity. I give myself about 2 days of days off at the most. I can take a couple days off if I need it, but any more than that, and I find that I lose my momentum. I really do. I find if I take 3 or 4 days off, that it becomes harder to get back on the mat. And I always say that inactivity breeds more inactivity, and it's so true with me, and that's great how you put it. Sometimes you just need to stand up and do it, even when you don't want to, just to kind of keep that momentum going, because as soon as you take some time off, it's so much easier to take more time off after that point.
Yeah, and Chris made a great point that it's really about the flexibility and getting lean and all that, but it does get the endorphins pumping, and it is a counteractive, move against depression and lethargy and the blues. I mean, it works so well. If anyone's fallen off or stopped, this is a great reason to get back, because Chris is talking about how it's pulling him back from that dark place of depression.
Oh, completely. I find that when if I am in that funk, just a quick workout will lift my spirits. Like it really is. It's almost like you're taking an exercise Xanax or something. Xanax. My girlfriend will say, get on the mat. If I'm in a bad mood or grumpy or tired, she'll tell me, get on the mat, because she knows as soon as I get off that mat, things are going to be better for me. I'm going to be happier and in a better place.
My wife tells me to go in the basement, so, but same thing.
Nice. But Chris, I want to talk to you about how what's your plan here going forward? I know you've hit a wall a couple months ago for a little while, but now you've kind of realized that you don't want to live like that anymore. You want to be live yourself at the optimal self that Chris Gabbarino, the Boston Bad Boy, can be. What is your plan going forward? How do you tell somebody who's going through you what you went through? How are you getting through this?
So right now, I mean, one of the biggest things is think it, don't think it. Obviously, we've all heard it from Dallas. So I've never been one to really write down goals and what I want to do. But I got a little book, and I've been, you know, writing things down. But just taking baby steps. Not going, you know, when I do stuff, I'm just that guy that hyper freaking 150 miles an hour, get the hell out of my way. I'm going to get from point A to B before you do, and I'm going to do it better and faster and look great doing it. But now I realize, because what happens there, you crash and burn. Or you get there too quick. It's just, you know, you got to enjoy the journey. That's kind of where I'm mentally at more right now. And making this more of a lifestyle where I do this every day. It's not about me getting my six-pack right at this point. It's about me being healthy and strong and flexible and able to play with my kid when I'm 55 years old. You know, that's my goal, is taking my time with everything now and just incorporating it slowly into my life, not putting so much pressure on myself to be the Boston Bad Boy. Honestly, I mean, that's really what, you know, one of my biggest things is that I felt like so many people in our community looked to me within the Diddy Bioka community as this, you know, this badass, this guy, the black crow on everything. He's got the tattoos and the six pack, and, you know, and I hit for a while, you know, putting up old pictures because I was so disappointed with myself and my body and the depression that I didn't want anybody to see what I looked like. I didn't want people to think that I fell because I didn't know what that would do to them. But it's a very real thing. That it does happen. It happens to the best of us. And I mean, what I am doing now is just taking it slower, setting for my certification 4 years later. You know, I talked about it. God, I can't even tell you, Mikey, you've seen it how many times, Stacey, how many times I talked about it, putting it up on Facebook or calling in, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. That's just another thing that I talk myself out of half the time. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, why are we going to do that? I could come up with a million excuses for it. But come 4 years later, now, I don't know. It's just the mindset just changed. Everything just shifted within my life. And I'm just taking the steps now, one by one, slowly. I'm going to get myself healthy. I'm eating better again. Still taking care of my family. Going for my certification. And we're just going to see where this journey takes me. But this is now, I consider it a journey, not a destination. It wasn't just a place for me to get to. That's all I wanted. I wanted the six pack. I wanted the black crow. I wanted to be the baddest dude on Team DDP Yoga. And that was all fun for a little bit, but I wanted.
Well, you know what? This reminds me of something. I'm going to write about this at some point, but you know, the term falling off the wagon. I don't always like that. I don't always agree with that analogy, because sometimes it's, you know, like I had a certain way of living 4 years ago that has shifted. You know, I have a family now. I have less time to myself to focus on, you know, working out 2 hours a day. And so I don't look the way I did 4 years ago. I'm not as lean. I'm not as, you know, buff, but I don't think I've really fallen off a wagon. It's more like the wagon I was riding didn't work anymore, or things changed, and I'm getting a new vehicle and operating out of that, something that's a better fit. So, you know, I think especially when we're younger, we tend to go for it more, and it's all about muscle definition or whatever, and life changes. It doesn't mean that we've fucked up. Or have failed, you know. It's like, I think we just need a vehicle tune-up, or maybe even a different vehicle to ride. Switch wagons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And Chris, you said something that kind of resonated with me a little bit. When you're in this community long enough, like you and I have been, and Stacy has been, and Robert has been, people, you know, tend to expect something from you. They expect you to be this kind of, you know, rock and, you know, public in the community. And I felt the same exact thing when you did, man. I was embarrassed to put pictures up when my dad was going through that, and I gained that 15 pounds. It was only 15 pounds. Katie didn't even notice that I gained weight. She couldn't even tell. But for me, it was just everything. It just consumed me, and I felt like embarrassed. I felt embarrassed, and I felt like I was lying to everybody. And that's what I had a real hard time doing the show for a while. I really did. When I was struggling like that, I had a really hard time to do the show. I'm thinking to myself, I'm here telling everybody to stay motivated and keep kicking ass and doing this while all the while you're struggling. But I kind of realized that my role in this show is to be the person who struggles. Stacy's at her goal weight. She struggles, but she's at her goal weight. She's done everything she wants to do. She's kicked ass so long. She's there. She's there. Robert's the guy who's never had a weight problem. He may have had problems being unhealthy, but he's the guy who's never had a weight problem. He's trying to put on muscle. I feel like my role in the show was the guy who's in the process where everybody else is, the guy that I'm struggling along with you. I'm trying to get where you want to be, and I kind of finally came to terms with the fact that I'm the guy that is going along with it with you. I'm the guy in the trenches fighting with you. And I never claimed to be anything I'm not. I never claimed to know it all. If anything, I know less than probably most of the people on Team DDP Yoga. I'm just sharing with everybody what works for me. But that was a struggle for me, too. I kind of had this reputation as somebody that people, you know, went to for advice. And when I struggled myself, I felt like a hypocrite. I felt like I was letting people down. I felt like that I wasn't being honest with myself or anybody else at that point. It's kind of a weird place to be in, but I understand where you're at when you're a public figure in the DDP Yoga community. It's tough to kind of be taken down like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really like it's lying. Like, I felt like I was lying to everybody. But when you've been with the team for so long, though, you can still give great, you know, I can help out anybody. I can give you the best advice in the world. I could just not take my own advice. And isn't that the story of half the people within our community, or even just in the world half the time? You know, people can give out some of the best advice in the world, but they just can't take it for themselves. They can't apply it to themselves. And, you know, I was doing that, you know, me and you became, once me and you met at that wrestling show, I mean, I was already pretty vocal between Twitter and Facebook. That's how me and Dallas actually met, was through Twitter, me posting up my pictures. You know, we got loud. We got vocal. We got ourselves out there. You know, people seen us. I had videos galore. It's for me. And I put that pressure on myself. No one else in that community put that pressure on me. I did that to myself. And I thought that I had to do all this crazy stuff. And don't get me wrong, I love Black Crone anywhere and everywhere. And I'm still going to do it to the day that I die. Trust me, I got some good ideas coming this summer. But, you know, I don't have to be that guy anymore. But I still want to be able to give people advice, lead them through, let them know, like you said, we fall. The best of us fall. But just remember that it's not a race. Take your time. It's a lifestyle change, period. You know, and that's what happened with me, is that I didn't think of it that way. I was young, and I just wanted to get the body, go out, party, and just reap the rewards. And, you know, what happens eventually when you do stuff like that is you crash. You don't make it part of your life. And it just
one of the most profound things I ever heard was when Jake fell off the wagon the first time. Dallas actually said it. Jake had just gone out and he had gone drinking, and Dallas confronted him in his room. And Jake says, "I just blew such and such amount of sobriety. I blew everything. It's all over. I ruined everything." And Dallas goes, "Fuck that." He said, "No, you're 6 months and one, 130 days and one, or something like that, whatever amount of days it was. It was 240-something days and one. It's one day. And like we said, in our whole journey, the amount of times we screwed up doesn't matter. Look at what we've learned from that. Look at the places we've gone to that, the knowledge we've gained, the inner strength we've realized we've had. Those few months that I fucked up didn't define me. It didn't define me. It didn't It's not who I am. It's a struggle that I had. And like I've said this a million times on the show, and people are probably sick of me saying it, but I can't stand the mentality of the reboots. I'm rebooting my whole journey. I'm Mike Mullins 2.0, Mike Mullins part two or whatever. I think that's kind of bullshit because you can't discount everything you've done up until that point. You can't discount all the lessons you've learned and all the knowledge you've gained from your screw-ups and from your triumphs. You take that, you take all the great that you've done, and you use that, and you learn from it. And you take the bad that you've done, and you learn from it. The screw-ups you've had, and you learn from it. And you take that, and you take that, and add it to your triumphs, and you learn from all of it. Everything we do in life is a growing experience. Everything. And my screw-ups the past couple months, a few months ago, my screw-ups are going to make me a better DDP Yoga warrior to begin with. My screw-ups are going to make me a smarter person, and I'm going to be more knowledgeable about what can make me fall and what can make me trip and what can make me stumble. So I don't believe in the whole reboots or 2.0s because you learn from those mistakes and you become a better person because of it. And I know for a fact that Chris Gabarino coming back with the knowledge that he has from his stumble is going to make him a better DDP Yoga warrior than he would have been before all of that.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that. But yeah, it's, you know, I always tell people it's why, you know, just for, was it Batman? I think I learned it from, you know, I heard it for the first time. It's why do we fall? So we can learn to pick ourselves back up again. Period. And it's about getting back up. You have to get back up. And it's what I'm doing now. You know, I agree with you about the whole body 2.0 and reboot. You know, my thing is that I want to show, you know, what I wanted to do was eventually get the pictures, the before and afters again. I've taken all my pictures all over again and just show people where I started. You know, I'm only one, I started off at 199 just now. So as I just restarted everything, I was 199 pounds. Not anywhere near where a lot of our members are at or struggling. So don't get me wrong where I try to say it's not super, super hard. I know other people have to struggle and work a lot harder than I am going to have to. The same result comes no matter what your weight is. If I was 250 pounds, it wouldn't matter because eventually I'm going to get to the goal that I want. And, it, you know, like I said, it's not the six-pack abs or anything. That will come, but I just want to get healthy again, take my time doing it. And show people that, you know, the ups and downs are always going to be there. It's just how you deal with them. You know, Stacey said you weren't in the same place you were 3 years ago. Just trying to, you know, not falling off the wagon, but just getting into a different vehicle. I feel like I'm, you know, to kind of go with that, I'm getting myself into a fucking minivan now as the family man, the husband, the two kids. So, you know, maybe I got myself, a Honda Passport outside now and, you know, that's a little bit slower than the G35 that I used to whip around in and, you know, cause ruckus. So, yeah.
You're growing up, man. You're an old man.
35 years old, you know, but my thing is, you know, I want to be at, you know, for the boy, for the little girl, you know, I want to be there and be able to play with them at, you know, 55, 60 years old. I don't want
to. And if you want to get on the line, talk to Chris Gabarino or share some of your victories, some struggles, whatever you guys want to talk about, give us a call, 347-994-1216. We've had a little bit of trouble with the phone line tonight, so it's not giving you the prompt to hit one. But if you guys want to talk to Robert, myself, Stacey, or Chris Gabarino, make sure you press one if you're calling in because it's kind of an issue with the phone line right now. So just be sure to hit one. It's not asking you to, but do it anyways, because that's how we know you want to talk to us. So just keep that in mind as well. And Chris, as an original Boston bad boy, you faced the New England winters, and obviously this was a tough winter for a lot of people, especially New England. I got out the perfect time. I'm down in North Carolina right now. We only had about one day of snow, but you guys have been, it's been brutal for you guys. And a lot of people do get those winter blues. I kind of got it even though it wasn't even in the snow. It was nice weather down here and everything, but it's just something about those winter blues, the early nights, and people don't really – something changes. I don't know if it's chemically or biochemically or whatever's going on in your body, but there are some changes that happen in winter, and I've found a lot of people on Team DDP Yoga struggled this winter. Did you find that the winter was tougher for you this year with all the snow and everything?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always been a summer guy. I always, like, my batteries get recharged when the sun's out. And, you know, you have to pay me to stay inside when it's summertime. But this winter has been horrendous on, you know, for me especially, on so many levels. I mean, everything that I've been dealing with in depression, and then the gray days, the early nights, the freezing cold, it all accumulates. It definitely does. It puts you in a place, you know, where it's freezing outside. It's easy to sit on your couch. It's easy to just put a blanket over your head and just lay there, you know, because that's the best excuse in the world. What am I going to do outside? It's freezing outside. You know, but if you look at pictures from years past, before I really fell off and stopped doing my DDP yoga and stopped eating clean, I was black crowing on top of snow mountainside in the wintertime. I thought, to me, that was another challenge. That was something that motivated me to do something. you know, but this year has been, it was tough. You guys, you're not alone. It hit me hard. It hit a lot of people hard. Now, a lot of people in my family, you know, suffer from depression. I have a lot of close friends, you know, a lot of my veterans, a lot of guys that I work with at the VA, you know, dealing with PTSD and so forth. This year really, really took a big toll on a lot of these guys. You know, I spent a lot of hours with a lot of really close friends. You know, I consider myself lucky that, you know, I'm not as bad as a lot of these guys are. And, you know,
You could be a millionaire. You could have a dollar in your pocket. You know, depression doesn't discriminate. It hits all kinds of people that you wouldn't even expect for it to hit. And it hits hard to a lot of people. And I've dealt with it. I think everyone on the show has dealt with it. And you want to talk to Chris Gabrino about his journey, give us a call, 347-994-1216. We have Eric Facker on the line. Eric, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Good, Eric.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Good. Hey, congratulations on getting into the certification program.
I appreciate it.
I think you're going to be great because everybody knows you. But you got the personality that's great for the program, and I think that's just great, man.
Thanks, brother. So, I appreciate that.
Hey, anytime. And I'm sort of jealous about the Black Crow, so...
It comes, man. It's one of those things. You it didn't just come to me. I practiced that one move. That was more of a thing between me and Dallas. In Dallas, it did it, and you know, stuck the leg out. And if you look, so for everybody that kind of wants to see, you know, some of my videos, if you go to check out the Boston Bad Boy 781 on YouTube. If you Google it, you can go back and see some of the older videos. You could see me and Mike's first meeting, and Dallas showing him at the wrestling show, the first Black Crow, which I'm surprised that he even got as far as he did with those tight-ass pants he had on. but it's the evolution of it is I did it every day, 15 to 20 times a day. I mean, and that's all it came down to. It was just literally, it was all day, every day, practicing it. And if you do that with anything in life, you're going to eventually get it. Don't care what it is. You're going to get it.
I'm just now nailing it. So.
What was that?
I'm just now nailing that move. I've been practicing every day.
Good. And you'll get better and better.
Eric, Chris actually gave me an awesome tutorial, private tutorial back down in Mass one time. On how to do a big black curl for like bigger guys like me, that kind of takes the pressure off the back of your elbow. And I actually put a video on YouTube with that technique that I credit Chris for doing. And that's been one of the videos that I've had that have gotten more hits than anybody. A lot of the big guys take to that video. It's a kind of like a tutorial on how to do big black crows if you're a big guy. So check that out on YouTube, Mike Mullins' Big Man's Black Crow video. I know you're not huge, but it might help you kind of do a different technique on your black crow that Chris showed me how to do. That helped me immensely. And in turn, doing that video, I've gotten a ton of feedback on that video, helping a lot of the bigger guys and guys who couldn't do a black crow nail that. So check that out if you get a chance, man.
And speaking of videos, Eric, if you check out his Facebook page, he recently posted one that he did of himself and some of his milestones, and you've been really You've been really, you know, walking the path, Eric, and you've come really far, and I'm really happy for you. So check out his YouTube video.
It's if you type up, it's Eric Thacker, the evolution of my 1 year DDP yoga journey. That's the name of the title. So I appreciate you mentioning that. So
awesome,
Stacey,
and,
I'm featured in the video. So,
you've been doing this a year now, Eric?
It was a year on April 14th, and I was actually privileged enough to be in Vegas for that. So.
Oh, awesome, man. You were, and Ross Raymond actually celebrated his 2 year in Vegas, so I guess there's all kinds of anniversaries going on in Vegas. But in your journey, obviously, we've all had ups and downs, and you may not have been here long enough to have too many ups and downs, but you've experienced your good chunk of DDP yoga. How have you handled the fluctuation that comes with life and just sticking with it? A year is a big milestone. You know, I always say once you hit about a year and you're still with it and still strong, you're going to be sticking around for a while. How have you dealt with the ups and downs of your journey?
Well, I just remember when I started, you know, the struggles I had, and before I even got to DDP yoga, you know, which it's pretty much documented now, I couldn't even tie my shoe or get off the couch. So now I'm doing, like we just said, Black Crow. So on the bad days, I just start remembering back where I came from. And, you know, I said, hey, you know, you're moving better now and you're living a lot better now. So, you know, don't cry about it right now. That's me talking to me, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, don't feel sorry for yourself. You're living a better life. But
absolutely.
You know,
and I think every single one of us, since starting DDP yoga, our lives, our quality of life has been better. It may not be perfect. It may not be where I want to be, but at least I'm not walking around at 320 pounds in horrible, horrible pain every single day. And sometimes you need to think back to that. You need to put yourself where you were when you started, and kind of it's humbling to look at that. It's humbling to look where I used to be and where I could be today if I decided to let all of this go.
Yes. I mean, it's not like we want to live in the past, but it's like you made a good point about the reboot. How do we live? You know, how do we learn if we don't remember our mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I totally agree with that. So, you know, you
absolutely,
can't forget,
man,
about it. But,
and 1 year is a big deal. That's always a breaking point. I know people around who usually make it a year with the DDP yoga community end up sticking around, and I have no doubt you're going to be sticking around and kicking ass for a long time. So I appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah, I'm in the certification program too, and I'm teaching my first class this coming Monday. So
fantastic.
Oh, awesome. Good luck, brother.
Thank you, and good luck to you, Chris, and congratulations.
I appreciate it, Eric. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Thanks
Take
for
care,
calling,
brother.
Eric.
All right, thank you.
Bye. All right. And Gabarino, so what's your plans for summer? I know you got some goals coming. You've obviously set some goals. You're a goal-oriented person. What are your immediate goals? You've already obviously, you know, kicked yourself in the pants. You're back on track. You're doing well. You're kicking ass. You're getting on the mat. What's your initial goal? What's your first goal you want to hit while coming back?
Certification. So 100% of my focus right now is learning this level one, which I pretty much know. not to, you know, overdo it there, but I mean, it's there. I just need to keep doing it. So I've been, my goal is I'm doing the level one at least once or twice a day. And, you know, my goal is to get certified within the next few months, not to, you know, let this slide by. Goal number two is to be certified. Well, obviously that's goal one, but certified in Mexico. I want to be in, my goal is for the October trip to Mexico. I want to be there. And that's the reason I could have went the last couple of times. But there was no way I was going to show up within the way I did. So I felt, to me, like I didn't want to send people to the hospital with heart attacks. So I didn't bother. But this year, it's different. I'm going to be there. I want my certification, and I want to teach. Eventually, the long-term goals is getting, you know, I look up to, you know, I'll give her a little cheap plug, is Christina, what she did. You know, just completely just switched her whole life up, everything, job, everything. And now look at her. She's, you know, working now at the Performance Center with GDP. I want to do that. Doesn't necessarily have to be at the Performance Center, uprooting my family or anything like that. I want to teach this program to other people, show them what it's done for me. I want to learn more about nutrition and the science behind the human body. So these are all little things that I have in there that I'm slowly going to start working towards. You know, my wife's got my back 100% on it. A lot of my friends and family do. Is, you know, like they say, how much I know already and how passionate I am. So, you know, I'm going to use my sales techniques and the stuff. You know, I've been doing sales my whole life pretty much other than the Marine Corps. And I'm going to use that to help me grow, you know, my business. You know, look at what Ham has done. I mean, what he's done is just absolutely phenomenal. Crushed my superhero push-up record. And now, you know, he's running his you know, his own business, sales with the, you know, the Hammers Energy Fitness, you know, teacher in GDP yoga. He's doing exactly what I want to do. And I really look up to that guy and what he's doing, how much he's accomplished. So, and it shows that it's possible. So those
you got this, man. I know you are. You're the Boston bad boy. Badass from Boston, Mass. You got this, yeah. Man. And see you in October up there teaching with Dallas as well. And I'm not going to be able to make the July retreat, unfortunately, but I'm going to maybe, possibly, if I can get everything scheduled, set with schedules, I'm going to try to get there in October. So I might be there with you, brother, and it'll be a blast to see you, man.
I hope so, man. It would be really, really good to see you there. I'd like to see those chest chops in person this time.
Oh, man. Hopefully those don't happen again. real quick, I wanted to address something personally, and it may sound like I'm a complete jerk, but I know some people might get this. I've been getting tons and tons of like Facebook requests from a lot of people I don't know from the DDP Yoga community, and I love the entire DDP Yoga community. I love all you guys so much, but I'm a big fan of my privacy, and I don't feel comfortable really unless I meet you to kind of request you. So I'm saying, if you want to follow me, I've added the follow thing to my Facebook, but it's just been so many requests that it's kind of overwhelming for me. So I'm kind of just accepting people I know right now. But if you guys want to follow me on Facebook, you can feel free to follow me over at Mike90%.com. It's just a privacy thing. I'm very public, but in a way I'm kind of private, and I have a sense of humor that people don't always understand. So unless I know you, I'm just going to kind of like be cool with Facebook, and I'll get you on Mike at 90%, but it may sound like I'm being a jerk, but it's just a privacy thing. So if I meet you, I have no problem accepting you, but I'm just getting so many lately. It's just kind of overwhelming a little bit. So just want to put that out there. If I haven't accepted your friend request, it's nothing personal. It's just kind of a privacy thing, and I've been getting so many lately. I know Stacey gets a lot of friend requests.
You're a popular guy.
I know Stacey, you get them a lot, and Robert gets them a lot. And I know I've met a lot of great people on ddpyoga.com and a lot of great people, but it's just kind of a privacy thing, and I have a lot of people getting at me lately, and it's kind of overwhelming a little bit. I know, Stacey, you probably went through it a little bit at first when you first started.
Well, I had to tame my twisted side if I was going to let people in. So, you know, I took care of it that way.
And I do. I have an odd sense of humor, and I'm very sarcastic, and I know some people don't understand my humor sometimes. So I just kind of want to be a little bit more private when it comes to my personal Facebook, but I'm always available over at Mike90%.com on that Facebook. So feel free to get a hold of me on there. It's nothing personal, just kind of want to keep my Facebook to be just family and friends that I actually know in person. But I am very active in the community on my Mike at 90% page, so feel free to hit me up there anytime you want. I just wanted to put that out there because I've been getting a ton of requests lately. Thank you, Chris Gabarino, for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And you're one of the guys that encouraged me when I first started almost 4 years ago now. And you've been there since day one, man.
I wanted to say one thing to Chris. I really, you know, it's so brave of you to come on and just be so honest, but I really doubt you've let anybody down or would have had you shown your pictures, because
we all need to see that this is life, you know, and life takes us in different directions. We don't always plan. I think sometimes we kid ourselves that we can write the script out ahead of time and everything is going to be just the way we, you know, plan it, but it doesn't always work out that way. And this just shows to me such a strength of character and such a belief in yourself that you are turning this around. So congratulations on that. That's a really big deal.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Gabrino, I know you're gonna kick ass in the future, and you're gonna be a kick ass Boston bred DDP Yoga certified instructor soon. And I hope to see you in October if I'm able to make it down there. And you know, keep kicking ass, man. You've been here since day one, and you're one of the warriors that have stuck around. And that's the key to this program. No matter how many times you fall, as long as you stick around, as long as you stand up, as long as you stand back up, fall 9 times, stand up 10, you're never down and out. And you've been there since day one, and you're still around, brother. So keep kicking ass and keep moving forward, always. Never give up, brother.
Oh, you know it, man. I ain't going anywhere anytime soon. That's for damn sure.
All right, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And real quick, I want to plug Stacey Morris's book one more time, Stacey Morris, cleancomfort.com. You're going to want to get that book because it's got amazing recipes. It's got an amazing story behind an amazing person. So you're definitely going to want to check that out. And Robert, of course, thank you so much for keeping track of the calls and co-hosting the show as well. You pulled double duty, and you worked so hard. And I know it's hard for you to kind of get here on Wednesday nights with all your work you got going on with the ddpyoga.com and the community and stuff like that. So I appreciate you taking the time to work with us. As always, you're an invaluable asset to this company and to this show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Three cheers for Robert.
Yes.
Thank you.
And until next, see you, man. We'll be back next week. Remember, every day you wake up, you have air in your lungs and blood pulsing through your veins. It's another day to turn it all around. No matter how bad you're knocked out, you have the ability to rise up and own your life. So own it, my friends. For Stacey Morris and Robert McLaren, my name is Mike Mullins. Own your week, my friends, and never, ever give up. See you guys.
There you go.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Ah!
Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.